The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He's our rock star. He joins us each and every Tuesday here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Jeff Francoeur on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Jeff, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great. We'll talk more about Ronald Acuna Jr. and the injuries and everything else in just a second.
You have like seven kids now? Is that what the number is?
Seems like it at times, but four.
Okay. Do you go old classic? Are you readers to your kids? You hand your kids a book? I know as they get older, they can kind of read themselves. But do you go to the classics? We were talking about like Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan, Princess stuff maybe is big, Hans Christian Andersen. Are you sort of a book family?
Yeah, well, that's about the extent of my reading is the books to the kids. So, yes, I read a lot of trucks books to my son. He loves the trucks, mm-hmm. Little Blue Truck and different stuff. And, you know, Emma Kate, actually, to point out, she's actually reading to me in bed. So it's kind of nice because, you know, if you doze off, you know, you're fine for 10 minutes.
Well, that's good. You're helping each other in the Francoeur household.
Exactly.
So we were talking earlier about the NFL draft, and then we played a cut from Moneyball. Do you remember what ultimately swayed you, aside from the cash, ultimately swayed you to play baseball as you were on the way to play football at Clemson?
Yeah, I think you said it best. Obviously, the cash helps. But the second thing I remember was my dad always saying, look, you go to college to figure out, for the most part, what you want to do after college. What's your major? What's your job? And he's like, you know, when you're drafting the first few rounds, that team's going to give you every opportunity to get to the big leagues. They want their first, you know, four or five round draft picks to the big leagues. You know, it helps them. So I remember my dad saying, look, you got an opportunity now to do it. Go ahead, you know, go after with everything you got. And so that always held a lot of weight with me.
What was the phone call when you actually found out? I'm not sure. Was it the manager's office? Was it one of those sort of baseball movie type moments in an office? Were you guys on the road? How did it happen for you?
You mean when I got drafted?
No, the call-up, when you actually found out somebody told you you're going up.
Oh, God, we were in Montgomery, Alabama, and we got rained out, and we were at a Japanese steakhouse, and there's like eight of us sitting there and, you know, having a little sake, doing the little, you know, the guy was doing like the volcano, and Snit called me, and, you know, I couldn't hear it at first, and I got another call. And he told me to come to his room, which was right next to the hotel. So I came back there, and Snit and Phil Wellman, who are hitting coach, you know, had a cold one and an extra one for me. And, you know, it was really cool. I mean, you hear guys say that, but like when Sean Casmar came up the other day, like Snit being able to call him and tell him that, those are the great things, I think, as a manager that you would never forget.
Do you remember the conversation? I'm assuming you call your dad first.
Absolutely. Yeah. I stepped outside, called Pops. And then, of course, he put my mom in, and then I called Katie. And, you know, I rode home. Shoot, I got home at like 1 in the morning because J.J. Piccolo, the Braves' old assistant director, drove me from Montgomery to Atlanta. And then I remember I got home at like 1. And the Braves had a day-night doubleheader the next day. So I had to be at the field at like 8. So, I mean, but, you know, at that point, you're going on straight adrenaline. It doesn't matter.
And I think that's essentially what the Braves are doing right now, straight adrenaline with all these injuries. It's April the 20th, Jeff mentioned this earlier. It seems like it's mid-August with all these injuries already.
It does. And I'll tell you know, the one thing we kept saying going into this year, what's the one thing I felt like could stop the Braves? And that was injuries. That was not being healthy and not having your guys on the field. And right now it's tough sledding. You don't. And I said it, you know, you got two games at Yankee Stadium. They're obviously scuffling too right now. And then you get the Diamondbacks for 3 and the Cubs at 4 for home. So, you know, honestly, in the next 9 games, you got a chance to tread water. You know, you're not playing the top teams, not to say that they can't play good and can't beat you. But You know, like for me, I think the Braves went into Chicago this week and they didn't play awesome, but, you know, they were able to still take 2 out of 3. And I think that's what you need to see them do the next 9 games, hoping that after that you get some of these guys back.
Do you ask Ronald Acuna? You have to ask him to be honest with you. But the difference between pain and injury might be glaring for him today, tomorrow, the next couple of days. How do you implore to him that he has to know the difference, or can you with a young guy who probably really wants to play in Yankee Stadium?
I'm sure he does. And look, he got a chance to do it last year, though, when they went up there. It, you know, only Ronald knows how it feels and how bad it really is. I wouldn't be shocked to see him get the next 2 days off. And then that way he gets Monday, he gets Tuesday and Wednesday off, he gets Thursday off, and hopefully by Friday night he's ready to go. You know, if he knows that by Friday night he's ready to go, you know, look, with the DH up there in New York the next 2 nights, you have a chance to, you know, play DH Ozuna. And, you know, so you really don't need probably a pinch hitter that much, so you can get away with probably having Ronald rest a couple days.
Can I ask you
don't love it?
But I got to ask you about the DH. Isn't Sandoval supposed to get a crack at 8 ABs these next 2 days?
Well, and you know what, Chris, that's a great point. And with if Ronald's out, you probably will see Ozuna stick to left field, and you're right. You probably see Pablo DH, and quite frankly, especially with them, I think, at least throwing a righty tonight
right. And
Jameson, you know, I definitely want to see him get 4 ABs.
And Charlie Morton, I know he's given you the innings. He just has to try to avoid that long ball, and that was what victimized him in his last start because, you know, this bullpen, we're running out of options here.
You're right. But you know what? Charlie has been really good. If you go look at the numbers against a lot of these Yankees hitters, Judge, Stanton, you know, the only one that's really hit him is Brett Gardner from the left side. So he has really done a good job with his right-handed heavy lineup of shutting them down. So this is where you need – you got your two guys right now, and Charlie Morton and Ian Anderson. You need them to step up and throw good games, not force the offense to have to put up huge numbers, but you know, throw 6 good innings and turn it over to the pen.
Yeah, keep it in the ballpark because their situational hitting has been awful. It's only 15 games for them, but as Nick pointed out, they're 5 games back, and – Brian Cashman had to have a Zoom call with the media. You played in New York. You probably listen at times to sports talk radio. Do you know how easy the button pushing is right now with a 5-10 Yankee team?
It's the end of the world up there right now. I mean, the sky's falling. That's
and the Mets are playing here. Okay.
Yeah,
that bothers them more.
Having a 9 and treading water. So, yeah, they got a lot of pressure on right now. I mean, they've got guys talking about the lineup, where to switch guys, where mm-hmm. to hit guys. So, you know, like I said, you have a chance to go up there and with 2 good, solid pitchers, like you said, keep the ball in the park. These guys aren't hitting right now. You got a chance to win a couple games.
Do you think people know that Corey Kluber is actually a member of the New York Yankees? Because I'm not sure if they do.
No, I don't think they do. And it's funny, if you go look at Corey Kluber, he has had, like, you know, each of his starts, he's had that one inning that has just killed him. And he's only been able to get through 4 or 5 innings because of that. So I think if you're the Braves, look, you see the name, you know the stuff, but at the same time, you got to tell yourself, this ain't the same Corey Kluber that was in Cleveland 45 years ago that we were watching.
All right, I made a comment when we started the show this morning. How much weight are you trying to lose? You're like Zoolander thin now. Like, what was your heaviest? Remember that one year you said, I'm going to bulk up, I'm going to eat everything in sight. How heavy did you get that one year?
I got to 248 in spring training in 2007. Yeah, I'll tell you this, my BP was fabulous. I could hit balls 520 feet. when it got to the game, I was a little slow at the bat. So,
what are you clocking in at now?
I'm 202, and I'm trying to get to 210 right now. I honestly am trying to put on weight. I've had a lot of people tell me I'm skinny lately, and I agree. I'll be honest, you know, I got COVID last July, and I feel like my appetite hasn't fully came back yet. And you know, I mean, you know me, I love food.
Oh,
heck,
yeah.
I crush, but so I'm kind of trying to force myself to eat now and eat some shakes. But I also want to put good weight. You know, I don't want to go to the beach this summer and got a, you know, spare tire hanging from my stomach.
How disappointing would it be if you were actually on the road in Philadelphia and those guys who know you as the cheesesteak champion came up to you right now and you couldn't perform at a level that you're supposed to perform at?
Again, you got pride.
It's probably the best thing we're not going on the road right now because of that. You know, they can't see. Hopefully when we go up next April, whenever we go, I'm ready to, you know, get after the cheesesteaks again. Maybe that is what I need. If I eat 12 of those, I'll be 210, no problem.
Hey, before we let you go, you mentioned playing in New York. What's the difference between, I don't know, going to dinner and seeing fans in Atlanta versus going to dinner and seeing fans in New York?
Well, I mean, it's all of how you're performing. That's honestly the thing in New York. You know, I remember in 2010, we started the year off with the Mets and we were hot. And it was like, you would go to dinner, people, hey, great job, blah, blah. And then 2 months later, you know, you're 10 games under 500 and they don't even talk to you. They don't even acknowledge you. I've always said people are a little more friendlier in the South. So it's a little easier, but look, I've said it, you know, a couple weeks ago, that Sunday night game when the Braves fans were, you know, mad, letting people know it, throwing stuff. I like that. I want to see passion from a fan. I grew up here for 37 years. And I mean, the stigma here is our fans are soft. They don't care enough. So for me, I love seeing that. I love seeing the passion for these fans because we have a team that's really good, and I love to see fans want to root them on.
You never played in the old Shea Stadium. I'm doing the math in my head. You never played in the old building, right?
I played in Shea Stadium.
Oh, yeah. So the math is you played in Shea with the overhang. The overhang into the bullpen. Can you explain what that used to sound like at times when a guy would get up and warm up?
It was unbelievable. I tell people all the time, Shea Stadium is one of the loudest, maybe the loudest stadium I've ever been to. They have the sound system back there. And, you know, I got to play there a lot. I mean, the Citi Field, the first year of Citi Field was 09. So I played at Shea in 05, 06, 07, and 08. And when, you know, when you get going and people are yelling at Chipper and all that, I'm telling you, it is. That 06, 07, you remember, that's when the Mets went to, you know, made that run through the NLCS, lost to the Cardinals. But that place was rocking. It was a lot of fun. So it's a little different. But, you know, like I said, I do love to see that our fans, I think, are starting to get passionate. And our stadium helps. It's a great baseball stadium. Turner Field is always tough to get that vibe. I think you get that vibe at Truist Park.
Yeah, I understand what Dansby Swanson was trying to say after the game. I just thought it was too soon. You can understand why fans were upset. That call wasn't even close.
Oh, dude, trust me. I'm with you. I love Dansby, and love watching him play, but you know, look, after that kind of game, I'm coming out talking about the instant replay at that point. I can tell you that. And I probably would have got fined. If you know me, I would have said a few words, probably too much.
Yeah, I wish Snit would have put the headsets on in New York and told everybody to blank off and then just left the field with a good old-fashioned $50,000, $100,000 fine attached to it.
Well, I'm pretty sure he did. We just couldn't see with the mask on.
That's funny. All right, last one. The idea of what the Braves – who they dislike the most? You played in Philadelphia. You played in New York. And by the way, I was doing the math when you were a Met. I didn't think you played in Shea Stadium as a Met. I apologize. Not the road part of this whole thing. Which team are we supposed to dislike the most?
I'll be honest with you. I think it's got to be the Phillies, just for the sole fact of, you know, this is a team that has loaded up the last 3-4 years, done a lot of like, you know, hey, we're going to win the division. This is ours. I think the Mets rivalry, it could easily get ticked back up. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you always say this too. You have to win both ways for it to be a rivalry. Can't be one-sided to me. That's why out like in L.A. and San Diego, I thought last week, and that was so much fun watching those games. Because San Diego can, for the first time to me, beat L.A. They could go in and actually beat them. And that's how it's kind of – the Braves the last 3-4 years have taken care of the Mets pretty good. So Look, I think it can be the Mets, but at the same time, you know, I think right now, to me, it's more Philly.
All right, Jeff, good stuff as always. Work on those shakes. Put some weight on. We'll talk to you next week.
I know. I got to beef up, man. It's the off season.
Jeff Rancor with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. He joins us each and every Tuesday at 12:30.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.